It's Saturday afternoon, and I am at the William Lovelace Hall, where else, where a public meeting is about to get underway. Now, it's a public meeting which has been called by Wivenhoe Town Council, and the premise, the plan, I guess, for the afternoon is to discuss the future of the Greenland, which is adjacent to Millfields Primary School. Now, this land is owned by Elmstead Parish Council, our friends over at Elmstead, and it was given to Wivenhoe Town Council because it's more or less in Wivenhoe rather than in the historic boundary of Elmstead. And in particular, it was given, I guess, to as a gift for the good folk of the nearby Dean Park Estate. And so it's a fairly small piece of green land. It's much valued. It's used by local children for playing in. It's used by dog walkers. But over recent months, there's been developments. And so Elmstead Parish Council has been approached by the nearby property firm, Jenny Moody Properties of Malden, who have plans, grand ambitious development plans, to build between 5 and 8 private properties on this much treasured green patch of land. And it gets a little twisted, a little complicated here. I need to be careful with my facts. As the land is more in Wivenhoe than it is in Elmstead, our friends from the nearby developers, Jenny Moody Properties of Malden, are offering to gift 2 acres of farmland to Wivenhoe Town Council, plus the small figure of £125,000, just to make the decision slightly easier to make, in order to grab this land by Millfields if, and this is quite an important if planning permission is granted for these 5 to 8 homes. Now, this isn't what Wivenhoe Town Council wants. Much to their credit, in all the correspondence, they have been dealing with Jenny Moody Property and saying this is green land that is much valued and it is not for development. Now, this is what I like. This is local democracy in action. And so Jenny Moody Properties have come back and said, we don't think you as a town council are speaking on behalf of your residents. And so the town council have quite rightly, and I think to be applauded, have called this public meeting for this afternoon to try and gauge the mood, the local mood here in Wivenhoe. And so what I guess is going to be happening, we're just starting to get a bit organised. Mayor Bob Needham, I think, will be addressing the meeting and outlining the correspondence and what the current situation is. Hopefully we'll have questions from the floor and the mood can be put across. And then just before we all get kicked out and return home for the final football results, I think there will be some form of vote and we shall leave with a yay or a nay as to if the residents of Wivenhoe, if they want this land to remain green land, and if they do believe that the Wivenhoe Town Council, the councillors, are actually acting upon their behalf. This could get all rather interesting.
Good afternoon and welcome, and may I say how rewarding it is to see so many people here this afternoon. If you were here at about half an hour ago, the number of people in this hall you could have counted on one hand. But it is important that we have enough people to have a good, clear indication of points of view on these proposals that we're considering this afternoon. There are some matters which I would like to take up. This is clearly a vote that is of interest to the people of Wivenhoe, and I would ask and respect that only Wivenhoe people are involved in the decision, which we hope to arrive to at the end of the afternoon. And I'm sure that anybody that comes from outside of the town will respect that, and we will rely upon you for that cooperation. Equally, it would be interesting when anybody stands to speak that they actually say who they are and where they come from. We do have another microphone for that same purpose. So in setting the scene for this afternoon, I would like to make an introduction and then to give an opportunity for discussion and then let's say something like 3/4 of an hour to an hour, and then to draw the meeting to a close. Afterwards, we do have a number of Wivenhoe Town Councillors here who you can drag to the side and bend their ear afterwards if you want a private chat or further explanations. And we would also really wish to take the opportunity at the end of the meeting to bring together some updates and reports on where we are with Wivenhoe Town Council in a number of matters which may be of interest to you. Let's set the purpose of this meeting so to be clear for you. It's called specifically to determine what the general public thinks of a negotiating offer put by Jenny Moody Properties in relation to land at Dean Park. We're not here to discuss any other similar or related matters. For example, it is fully accepted that an application has already been submitted for this plot to be registered as a village green. So here's the question, why are we holding a public meeting? Well, this matter of the land is clearly understood by all of you, it's been rumbling on for a number of years. But in recent times, the correspondence associated with the negotiating offer from Jenny Moody Properties has contained what we might call an increased offer or an increased incentive. The purpose behind the incentive clearly must be stated is if Jenny Moody Properties obtain planning permission to develop the site, which we must indicate to you on the plan is that oval shape at the very top, commonly known as the Millfield site, outside the front of Millfield School, and I'm sure you're all acquainted with that property. So what we're talking about is if Jenny Moody Properties obtain planning permission for that property, a number of things are being offered. First of all, clearly the site must be sold before it can be developed. The net proceeds of that sale would be divided equally 50-50 between Elmstead Market Parish Council, Elmstead Parish Council and Wivenhoe Town Council. But in addition to that, the Parish Council at Elmstead have offered a further incentive, which is the yellow portion of land that you see at the bottom of the map. Significantly, what should be noted is that there is an approximately 3 metre strip at the very bottom of the site, which the existing landowner would like to retain to enable him to continue to farm the rest of the land just beyond there. In other words, sufficient width to carry a harrow or other agricultural implements. Just to set the scene, we had a letter, this is Wivenhoe Town Council. May I just say that Wivenhoe Town Council, I should have said this at the start actually, Wivenhoe Town Council believes that we are acting in response to the general views of the general public in Wivenhoe in our opposition to any development on that particular site at the top of the picture. So let me be clear on that. That is our stand. That has always been our stand in the belief that we're doing what your town councillors are expected to do, and as that is to work within the wishes of the general public. And with any correspondence that came from Jenny Moody Properties, we indicated that viewpoint. That prompted a letter back from Jenny Moody Properties, if I may quote. The question must be asked, firstly, were the local residents aware of the specific monetary details of the first proposal, that's the sale of the land, and secondly, have the local residents been made fully aware of the direct beneficial proposals contained within our letter of the 4th of February? And those direct beneficial proposals are, as I have stated, 50% equal share of the net proceeds of the sale of the land, and in addition, the gift, an incentive of the yellow portion as indicated on the plan. So that's the summary of the offer. It has been quoted in correspondence that the approximate value of the sale of the land once all costs have been taken out would equate to approximately £125,000 each to the parish of Elmstead Market and to the town of Wivenhoe. So just to set the scene, if there were to be any development on that top site, the advantages for the town in general would be £125,000 in cash, or thereabouts, plus the approximately 2 acres of green space to be held as a public open space. I would like to now open the meeting to debate and opinion, and would ask any speakers to contain themselves to something like 3 minutes, which is a general recommendation in most council meetings that members of the public speak for about that period of time. That it does give you sufficient time to make your point of view. But what I would ask that in doing so, that we are polite to each other. This will be a well-organised meeting, it will be orderly, and it's not necessary to say uncomfortable things about any of the agencies involved. It's a very quick point. The assumed 125,000 or thereabouts, which will be given to the council on completion, if there is completion, will that be subject to any thieving, I'll call it, by Colchester? We've lost a number of amounts of money from various sources by Colchester taking it. I'll just leave it at that. Thanks.
Well, yes, all the correspondence that's come into Whitton Hoo Town Council makes clear indication that it will be money allocated to Whitton Hoo Town Council, and clearly it will be directed to that body for any appropriate purpose to be expended for the benefit of people of Whitton Hoo. I do not and cannot imagine that it will reach Colchester Borough Council.
Mr. Daniel, thank you. I just would like clarification on one point. The 125,000 is 50% of the proceeds of sale. So 250,000 is what Jenny Moody is expected to pay for this. Is that correct?
Not quite. It's shown as the proceeds, the net proceeds of the sale. So one would expect that the land would be sold at a much higher price than that. But after all the administrative and other fees are taken out of it, that's the cash amount that's left after that process.
And the land concerned, where the building is supposed to be happening, is at present in Elmstead Market ownership, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. What I had fully intended to at the start of the meeting was to go through the complete history of where Elmstead Parish boundary was prior to the early 70s, and there was a finger of land that went from Elmstead Parish right the way down to the river, apparently in ancient times to give the people there access to the land. The Boundary Commission then created a change, as you're aware of now.
My point really, what I wanted to ask subsequently is, if Elmstead Market are the owners, then they are the ones who will be selling it to Jenny Moody's. So are they then giving us the 125,000? Because it can't be Jenny Moody's who gives it to us.
You're absolutely right. It is Elmstead Parish Council that own the land. Elmstead Parish Council is the body that would be selling it to Jenny Moody Properties. It is transparent that the sale would only go through with planning permission were to be granted, and Elmstead Parish Council have committed themselves after the sale to a 50% net of the proceeds.
My name is Margaret Brown. I live in Claremont Road, Woodenhill, and I've lived in that area for more than 33 years. So, no matter the history of that residential development and the issues over the dedication of the land to the people of Dean Park, what concerns me, first of all, is the debate over purchase when it was a gift to the people of Dean Park, who at that time in Elmstead Market. So nothing should be considered about the financing this. The other thing about the wonderful thing about Whitmanhill is, as you drive in down the historic main road, you don't notice any of the hidden residential modern developments. As you enter into Dean Park, it becomes a surprise that there it is, hidden in that little dale below. And we know the history of it being gravel pit, etc., and many Whitmanhill people tell you of their childhood spent playing there. However, that green facility at the top is always a wonderful welcome onto that estate, a welcome to the school. You'll watch parents greeting their children there, children playing. It was planted some years ago, the hedgerow along the track, to protect the people in the close nearby from children playing ball games, but ball games were not prohibited. So the hedge is mature, it's enhanced, and very, very important. It's a secure area for children to play to take their first steps. It's also an area for people to relax, walk, and enjoy the green evenings. It has a disabled access to it. You can park your car and get out, not something the new development will offer. But generally, I think it is one of the most aesthetically pleasing areas. I travel a lot, and when I drive home onto the estate to see that green area, I know I'm home. And so once again, I think it has important value. Nobody debated yet the issue over the road to the new access area, a private road, so parents won't be able to drive there. It's security for children. It's hidden away again. All right, it's beside the school, but there are no vistas, as the recent burglary at the school illustrated. So the point, very important, is it has mass security. Anybody playing there or elderly person falling there is likely to be seen by a passing member of the public. They can shout for help. They know where the school caretaker is nearby. All very, very valid things, issues on that. I've talked about the value. And I think the most important thing is the fact that it's well established over the years. And I'm going to suggest, very importantly, that we speak to the people who are actually resident in the Ballas Quay Road. And I'm going to pass it over to Di without question.
I'm very pleased to be following Maggie on this. I've made a few notes. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm a resident of Ballas Quay Road, just actually opposite Mill Girls Primary School. And I'm also Chair of Governors of Northfields School. So I therefore have a double interest in this. I would support every single point that Maggie has made. One or two points which I jotted down, like everybody else here. I'm familiar with the land, and it provides a pleasant space to walk by on the way to the bus stop on Rectory Hill, which provides the main routes between Wivenhoek, which is the Clacton Province, as we all know. If houses were to be built on this plot of land, I would suggest that it would be dangerous for pupils because at Millfield School because of the increased traffic. And I ask myself, when I look at this plan, where exactly the road from these new houses is going to come out? Because they're going to have a road, and they're going to park their car somewhere, and where exactly is it going to be? Perhaps somebody will be able to enlighten you on this. The next point I'd like to make is that I've always understood that this piece of land was dedicated as a public open space for the benefits of the residents of Dean Park and Wivenhoek itself. The next point is, as we all know, it's bang opposite the primary school and provides a pleasant aspect for the youngsters there and green space for both the staff and for the pupils and for the parents. There's a need to protect our green spaces, especially where our young people are concerned. I think this is very important. As Maggie's already suggested, the land is immediately adjacent to one of the main routes into Wivenhoek and is the only public green space on this side of town as you come in. The other one, as we know, is on the other side of the town. The bus stop, again, has been mentioned. For those pupils attending the Colne, is located right on the corner of this piece of land, and the pupils there, as we've all seen, can wait safely there while they're waiting for their bus. So what's going to happen to them if any houses are built there? I don't think that I've got any further points to make. I know that the deputy head of Millfields Primary School, where is here, and also the finance officer of Millfield School are here, and I think it's great to have them here. But I strongly oppose any suggestion that any houses, and I can't say this too strongly, should be built opposite Millfield Primary School.
Thank you. I follow up from Di and Maggie. In agreement with most of the comments they made. I'm here as a representative of Millfields Primary School and also as a resident of Dean Park. Where the land is now, I'm quite happy for my children to go and play on that piece of land. It's open, it's easily viewed and seen by everyone. I certainly wouldn't, as a parent of young children, want them to go and play on that piece of field, which is not overlooked at all. There's no safety at all. I would worry about my children being on there. From the school's point of view, if this were to go ahead, has anyone thought about the security issues to the school? If that piece of land behind the school is purchased, we have a very low, small wire fence. If that is open to youngsters playing on there, unsupervised, and as Di said, and Maggie, we were recently broken into, it would be even more of a security risk for us. If there is building work being done on the existing piece of land, has anyone thought about what we may do to protect our children coming in and out of that school when there are building works going on, trucks coming and going? So I think Wivenhoe Town, if they do allow this to go ahead, they need to consider the security and safety of all the pupils on the estate and all the pupils that attend the school.
Thank you. I think I would echo the sentiments that's been expressed so far in the meeting regarding the value to the community of the green, as we call it at the top. My questions really relate to the yellow area behind the school. At the moment it's farmland. Would it be it's given as a public open space, would it just be given over as it is, or would it be developed into a green area? And my second question really relates to if there's negotiations going on regarding the sale of that land for green space, is there any danger in the future that land could be used for building houses on if there isn't a development on the green?
Yes, as the statements have gone around the hall, you can understand that. The question of how the land would possibly be presented, my understanding is that it would be seeded as a green area, and it would be the intention as a public green open space.
Right, so the second point about if there's no building on the green outside Millfields, is there a danger that land could then be bought by Hampstead and developed for housing?
It's really a question of following the train of events. If planning permission is not given for the top side, then everything stops. Yeah? If planning permission is obtained, then the system starts to work. The land is then sold for development. The proceeds then channel down to the town council, and the acquisition of the other plot then changed that as well. So if there isn't any planning permission given to the top site, then that's the end of the matter.
Mr Chairman, I will not waste time by repeating what so many previous speakers have said, but I would like to point out that I have been a resident of Dean Park in Milford Close for 30 years. Therefore, I am one of the people that land was originally given to. It was given to us as open space for recreational purposes, and we do feel that we are being robbed from what is morally ours. One second point, if I might ask, when would access be to the new site? As the Balsky Road is a private road, and I cannot foresee access being granted. But I hope it won't come to that.
Okay, what I'm hearing are two things, but they're narrowly acquainted. If I have to personally express myself, I very much appreciate what you've said, that this public meeting supports the activities that Wivenhoe Town Council are conducting in this particular scenario, and will support the viewpoints. And that seems to be aligned to an opposition to the proposals that have been put forward by Jane Moody Province. Is that, as I see and propose to the meeting, would be the outcome of this afternoon's discussions?
Yes.
So, without repeating myself, it's difficult to put all the words together. Do I take it then, generally speaking, that there is an opposition to the proposals put forward by Jenny Moody Congress?
Yes.
Thank you very much for that. So, taking things in stages, it was asked for a clear indication whether this the people in this hall support the proposal, and quite categorically, it's a no. And then, secondly, a point was put forward, which I very much appreciated the comments, that this meeting supports and is behind the general activities of Wivenhoe Town Council in opposing the general development of the site that's on this plan.
Well, my name is Lewis Futtering, and I came here with an open mind. I wasn't, hadn't got the strong feelings that some other people have. But having heard all that was said, I certainly switched my thinking, and I'm right behind what the council have done in representing the people of Wivenhoe.
And do you think this will be the end of the matter now? Now the people of Wivenhoe have spoken, do you think that's a strong enough, firm message for both Jenny Moody Properties and also Elmstead Parish Council to perhaps disappear politely?
Well, that would be wishful thinking. What we really should be looking at is Colchester, and it's the Colchester Council that has the final say. So we can only hope that they take the strong feelings here into consideration and turn down any application for planning.
Hello, madam. So your name, if that's okay, your first name.
And Mary.
Are you in favour or against the proposal to build upon the land by Millfield School?
Absolutely against. I live opposite the school.
And what kind of impact, if this was to go ahead, I emphasise if it is to go ahead, what kind of impact would it have upon your own lifestyle?
It would have a large impact because, A, just while the building's going ahead, we live in a very peaceful area. We chose it because it was peaceful. It's also a retirement area, our particular close, and it would be devastating, the noise, the mess, and the children opposite the school. We love watching the children. They wouldn't be there playing at all. It would be absolutely horrendous. And, of course, just the transport coming in and out. It's bad enough now with the school transport. But we cope with that because, you know, we approve of children.
And a final question. Do you think there's been a firm enough strong message to Elmstead Parish Council and Jenny Moody Properties? Is this matter now resolved?
I think there has been an absolute majority to say no. I'm sorry that Jenny Moody herself wasn't here because I feel she should have been. And the message is loud and clear.
OK, sir, so your name is, please?
My name's Ray Denham, and I live in Amberley Close. I back onto the said piece of land that the talk is all about.
So obviously this was a very, very personal meeting for you. Yep. Do you feel that any concerns you might have had, have they been addressed and resolved by this meeting?
Yeah, absolutely, because I like to keep the open space as it is. And I'm reassured because it's not just the people on the street in the near vicinity who are against it. It seems to be a great many people, unanimous decision is that it should stay as it is, and that pleases me because that's the way I'd like to see it, stay as it is.
So it seemed really that both Jenny Moody Properties and Elmstead Parish Council, they weren't maybe trustworthy of Wivenhoe Town Council acting upon the public. Can we put to bed, are Wivenhoe Town Council, on the strength of this meeting, are they acting on the will of the people of Wivenhoe?
I would say, from this meeting, it's been made very clear that they're fully behind the council in their rejection of the application, of the offer, if you like.